The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Coming to you from the Curtis Subaru Studio. Welcome to The Big Show. Beautiful, sunny Thursday afternoon. Really glad you're hanging out with us. Awful lot of news to talk about. It is a very, as they always seem to be these days, it is another very busy news afternoon. Let's get right to The Big Lead.
The Big Lead. Top story.
90% of the time, at least, maybe 95% of the time, we open the big show with local news stories, because that's what sets us apart from all of the national outlets where you can get news. But today's a day where I think I have to lead with a national story, because it too sets us apart from the national media where you can get news. Because the last 24 hours have been incredibly troubling, even for the inner circle of President Biden. And all of this stuff affects your life. But as I was listening to CBS News at the top of the hour, they're talking about how Joe Biden has, through executive order, he is going to make the gun laws tougher in our country. Now, of course, this is all rather extraordinary, because we don't come close to enforcing existing gun laws. When you have Jay Inslee and Dow Constantine and Dan Satterberg, when they all make an effort, when people commit a felony with an illegal gun, and their sole focus seems to be, how quick can we get that gun felon back on the streets? We got to get him out of prison. It's, none of this rings true about why they need these new gun laws when they are not even enforcing existing gun laws. Jay Inslee released hundreds of felons who were in state prison for gun crimes. And we used to be hard time for armed crime, but it's a very different era. It's just, let's get the criminals back on the streets as quickly as possible. And when you listen to the president, who, I'm sorry, if you can still defend the position that there is not some significant cognitive decline after these last 24 hours, and that's where I think you and I should be very aware of what's going on, because if somebody who's not all there is taking away some of our God-given rights and our constitutional rights by decree of the framers, our constitutional rights were given to us as a birthright by God, by our Creator. That's the difference between America and other countries. I talk about this a lot, but it bears repeating, especially today. The grand experiment of the United States was that, you know, what I just said, that our rights, as listed in the Constitution, are granted to us by our Creator. If you are a citizen of this country, these are God-given rights. And that's very different from how the planet operated prior to the United States of America, where your rights, your freedoms, were given to you by man. And what man can give you, man can take away. And so in our country, that's not the way our Constitution is written. These are not man-granted rights. This is a birthright. These are constitutional, God-given rights. So when a man who is clearly having trouble cognitively is starting to peel away our rights, it's something you and I need to be aware of. And that's where I say, I usually do local news because I need to be different from all the networks. But I'm doing national news because I am different from what you're getting on the networks, where all you're hearing is Joe Biden signed an executive order. Joe Biden also said this this morning.
But no amendment to the Constitution is absolute.
Okay. As our friend Matt Gilbert said on Twitter, you know, all the people who said Trump is a dictator. Well, what you just heard is something an actual dictator would say. No amendment to the Constitution is absolute. And let's go on from there. Because at this announcement, Joe Biden said that he's going to take away the gun show loophole. Because right now, people can just go to a gun show and buy a gun with no background check.
Most people don't know. You walk into a store and you buy a gun, you have a background check. But you go to a gun show, you can buy whatever you want and no background check.
You go to a gun show, you can buy whatever you want, and there is no background check. 30 minutes later, at the White House press briefing, Joe Biden's spokesperson, Jen Psaki, was asked, does the president really believe what he said? Because it is not true. Listen to what Jen Psaki had to say about her boss 30 minutes after Joe Biden said, you can go to a gun show and buy a gun with no background.
The president said a moment ago, quote, you go to a gun show, you can buy whatever you want, no background check. Is there a special exemption in federal law that he was referring to, or just do FLA dealers not have to do background checks when they're at a gun show?
Are you asking me if he was referring? No, it's okay. Were you asking me if he was referring to like a specific circumstance? Or I'm sorry, just tell me a little bit more about your question.
I mean, is it the president's belief that you do not have to undergo a background check when you are at a gun show?
No, it's not his belief. He believes that that background check should be universal.
Right, but he says no background check.
Well, we know what his position is, right? So let me reiterate that, which is that gut background checks are something that should be universal. They're supported by more than 80% of the public. He's supported legislation, advocated for that, and advocated against loopholes as well. So that's his position, and I appreciate you asking for the clarification.
Well, it's not a clarification. You just did a 180 on your boss. Because this reporter knows that, yeah, you do have to have a background check when you buy a gun at a gun show. And so he said to Jen Psaki, is it the position of Joe Biden that you don't have to have a background check? She said, No, that's not his position. Well, he just said that. And she says, well, we know what his position is. Meaning, it doesn't matter what he says. We, who are really running the country, we know what his position is. His position is the opposite of what he said. Now, that is a significant sign that Joe Biden is not in control of this nation. And yet he's signing executive orders that will take away God-given rights of the people of this country. Someone who is not there is signing executive orders. So who's actually ordering these things? I will tell you, those back-to-back clips right there, that is about the most damning thing I've ever heard about a president who's not truly in control of the country, or of his own faculties, for that matter. Just check this out one more time.
But you go to a gun show, you can buy whatever you want and no background check.
You go to a gun show, you can buy whatever you want, no background check.
Right, he says no background check.
Well, we know what his position is, right? So let me reiterate that, which is that gut background checks are something that should be universal. They're supported by more than 80% of the public. He's supported legislation, advocated for that, and advocated against loopholes as well. So that's his position, and I appreciate you asking for the clarification.
So his position is not what he says. Now, again, I ask the question, are you comfortable with that person signing executive orders about your constitutional rights? But there was more than that today. He nominated a new director of alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. Now, Joe Biden's been in Washington, D.C. for 50 years. He's had to work with alcohol, tobacco, and firearms the entire time. It's known as ATF. ATF.
Today, I'm proud to nominate David Chipman to serve as a director of the AFT. David knows the AFT well.
Okay. That was on a teleprompter. The letters ATF. And he twice read those letters, unless somebody entered the letters wrong. The AFT is the American Federation of Teachers. But he meant alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. So did somebody enter the letters wrong on the teleprompter? And Joe, with his 50 years of talking about ATF, he wasn't able to course correct the typo, or did somebody enter the letters correctly and the mind was not once but twice scrambling the last two letters? Again, are you comfortable with that person signing executive orders right now? And I'm going to give you another one, because yesterday this was a doozy. But Joe Biden started talking about his infrastructure plan, where he wants to spend trillions of our dollars. And it seems like the centerpiece of this is going to be some network of high-speed trains crisscrossing America. Now, this has been a dream of the far left for decades, and it is an absolute impossibility for reasons that I'll go into. But, you know, the far left in Seattle, King County, Pearson, Snohomish County, their dream was light rail so that they could control $100 billion of your and my dollars. And it has been a disaster. It's been the most criminally corrupt public agency in the history of the United States of America. Tens of billions of dollars over budget. 15 years and counting. Behind schedule. So the president yesterday talked about how he wants to spend trillions of your and my dollars on planes, trains, and automobiles.
When we do invest in research, what we're really doing is raising the bar on what we can imagine. Imagine a world where you and your family can travel coast to coast without a single tank of gas or in a high-speed train. Close to as fast as you can go across the country in a plane.
Okay. I'm going to break this down its component parts, because I read a couple of great scientific analyses of this from including pilots. Imagine you going coast to coast on a high-speed train almost as fast as you can go on an airplane. Well, that's an absolute impossibility. The fastest high-speed trains in the world are in China, and they are short distance, and their top operating speed is about 220 miles per hour. Now, there is a French train that for a short burst has reached 357 miles per hour, but even that train only goes 200 miles per hour in service. So that's the physical capabilities of these trains. About 200 miles an hour. But there are geographical limitations about the United States of America as well. We have mountain ranges. You cannot bore a tunnel under a 10,000-foot peak in a mountain range. It just, you can't do that. There's no way to do that. And so then you talk about the fiscal viability of this. You can get on a Boeing 737 and fly from Seattle to any East Coast destination. New York City, Washington, D.C., Miami. You'll cruise at about 530 miles per hour. But most importantly, You don't make 20 stops while crossing America on a plane. On a train, if you've ever taken, everybody says, oh, Europe, the trains in Europe are so great. The trains in Europe are miserable. One time, my wife and I took our girls to Europe, and we took an overnight train from Venice to Paris. It was the longest, hottest, stickiest. We got our own, we thought, our own room with six beds for the five of us. We didn't know they were going to put the fat shirtless guy, the sweaty fat shirtless guy, on the sixth bed in the room with all of my daughters and my wife. It's not the guy's fault that he was fat or sweaty. It was his fault that he was shirtless. But a flight that we could have done in, I don't know, what's Venice to Paris? 90 minutes, 2 hours? Took us about 12 hours of absolute misery, stopping every 45 minutes. Hot, sticky. There's no high-speed train that's ever going to be able to compete with a Boeing 737, 747. You can't bore straight through the Rockies. The cost would be in the trillions. Think about that. If Sound Transit's $100 billion for the garbage system they've built out that's 15 years behind and tens of billions over budget, what do you think a high-speed train system? How many trillions of dollars? And then the other question, would you want to go 200, 300 miles per hour on a train for a long period of time? As a pilot, I was reading his analysis, the slightest track malfunction or obstruction would be catastrophic. Now, Japan can do it with an incredible investment in maintenance, monitoring, and for a very short distance. So anyway, let's listen to Uncle Joe wax poetic a little more about planes, trains, and automobiles.
Imagine your children growing up to work in innovation, good paying jobs and fields that haven't even been invented yet. I tell the kids, the young people who work for me, told my kids, but I go on college campuses. They're going to see more change in the next 10 years than we've seen in the last 50 years. We're going to talk about commercial aircraft flying at subsonic speeds, supersonic speeds.
What is it, subsonic or supersonic?
Be able to figuratively, if you may, if we decided to do it, traverse the world in about an hour, travel 21,000 miles an hour. So much is changing. We have got to lead it.
Okay. You buy any of that? We have 21,000 mile per hour planes. The only supersonic plane that was commercial was the Concorde between Paris and London and New York City. And they stopped flying the Concorde because it was not viable. This has been a remarkable 24 hours, justifying spending trillions of dollars on this little fantasy that it makes, it's an impossibility, a physical impossibility. And then the cognitive problems today. And no amendment is absolute. What do you think about all this? Text me, 98973. That's 98973. Quick timeout, and then we got a lot of local news we're going to talk about next as we continue here on the Dory Monson Show. Have gone completely crazy. We told you about this yesterday, and this is getting a lot of national attention now, that the Seattle Public Schools have at least a couple of schools with homeless encampments, which almost always means drug addicts who commit crimes to feed their drug addiction. And they have at least a couple of these encampments on public school grounds in Seattle. And we also now know that the president of the Seattle School Board and the one of the school board members, Zachary DeWolf, the president is Chandra Hampson, that they have ordered Jenny Durkin's office to not sweep the encampments at the public schools. Our news partners at Cairo 7, they talked to a parent who did not know how bad it had gotten until they went out and saw it for themselves.
I knew it had gotten bad, but I didn't realize how out of control it was.
And while her daughter was playing on the school playground, they watched crimes being committed.
To have my daughter running around and know that, not passing judgment, but usually with homeless encampments, there's drugs, which is needles.
I'm sure she's a very nice woman. I don't understand that phrase from a parent. Not passing judgment. But when there's a homeless encampment, there's usually drugs and needles. That's not passing judgment. That's a statement of fact. People are so afraid to just talk and be real. It's always, oh, I don't want to pass judgment. No, you can state facts without passing judgment. When there's a homeless encampment, there's almost always needles, drug paraphernalia, and crime. That's not judgment. That's observation. That's reality. And then you have Jenny Durkin who said, it's all the fault of the Center for Disease Control.
CDC regulations said we had to leave people in place, and it's having significant impacts on communities.
Okay, this is nonsense that you can't get criminal drug addicts. We have all kinds of laws and rules that prevent drugs from being on school grounds, that prevent weapons. And most of these encampments, they have guns, knives, machetes. There is almost always prostitution and pimping going on in encampments of any size. Not to pass judgment, but there's almost always those things. And so this mom that they talked to said, well, we got to do something for everybody.
Let's see what we can do for them. This isn't benefiting the kids, and it's not benefiting the people who are homeless. The people who are homeless are not getting treatment. You got to keep the kids safe no matter what, and this isn't safe.
Okay. We got to do something for everyone. I agree. Offer them all treatment and drug counseling and mental health treatment. But if they refuse that, we don't have to do something for everyone. And we don't have to leave heroin tents on public school property. Now, I want to read to you, because the president of the school board and one of the members, or no, this is Lisa Rankin, Seattle School Board Director, District 1. So she did a Facebook post about this, ordering the city to not clear these drug encampments off Seattle school property. She writes, "Our students deserve to see the adults in their lives behave compassionately and responsibly in the face of a tragically mounting homelessness crisis. Sweeps are not a form of compassion, nor do they demonstrate responsible adult behavior. In fact, they are decidedly inhumane and irresponsibly set people struggling with homelessness," excuse me, "further into the margins." So she says sweeps are not humane. Well, I tell you what, letting somebody jab a heroin needle in between their toes or into their eyeball because the rest of their body is too scarred up from injections, that's not particularly humane either. So, and then I want to read to you this next line, because this gives you an idea, in my view, of the mentality of people on the Seattle School Board. She wrote, "Recently we learned that one of the camp residents adjacent to at Meany Middle School is a Meany Middle School alum. Let that sink in for a moment," she writes. Okay, first of all, you know, I talk about tells, how to read people. I've gotten good at that. Anybody who says something and then either says or writes, let that sink in for a moment. That is one of the most pretentious phrases in the human language, because what it's saying is, that person's a meanie school alum. I want you to think about how profound what I just said is. That's what they're saying when they say, let that sink in for a moment. It's not profound. It's not important. Of course, every homeless person has a history. And they all went to some middle school somewhere, or almost all. Just because one who's camped out at Meany went to middle school at Meany, let that sink in for a moment. It's not important. It's not brilliant. So I don't think you need to let that sink in. Take a moment and reflect on the genius of what I just said. Now, and then she said, it just goes on and on. Undoubtedly, this is not the only Seattle Public School alum experiencing homelessness in our community. As such, we demand the mayor of Seattle, with full support from the city council, funding from FEMA, to immediately begin case management and outreach with full collaboration from community and schools. We demand sweeps never be used on school grounds. This is what woke philosophy gets you. If you're a parent, if you're not a parent, if you're a human being, maybe your most sacred duty in this life is to keep children safe. If you're a school board member, your most sacred duty is to keep children safe. But if you are a woke culture person, your most sacred duty is to woke culture. Criminals who shoot up heroin and are taking up playground space from children are clearly posing a safety hazard and risk, are more important in the minds of woke culture than keeping children safe. This is a particular warping of an awful lot of people in America. We must put our children first. We must put kids' safety above all else. Let that sink in for a moment. Okay, we'll take a quick time out here and then another bit of craziness. The government says your kids have to wear masks while competing in youth sports outside. Think there's any health studies? Think the data, daddy? Is any data on that one? Got lots more to come as the Dory Monson Show rolls on. Getting a lot of text messages. Most very supportive. Some asking to clarify something. And it's a really good point. You know, because I talked at the beginning when Joe Biden said this today.
But no amendment. No amendment to the Constitution is absolute.
And I talked about how our rights are granted by our Creator. Now, of course, that's from the Declaration of Independence and the rights that are, you know, enumerated there. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. But a bunch of people said, so God gave us the right to have guns? No, but we are a constitutional republic. And, yeah, you can amend the Constitution. But that's what it takes, is a constitutional amendment. And the bar is set very high because our rights, you know, both in Washington State, which has one of the most gun-friendly state constitutions in the country, ironically. If the left in Washington, if they read our state constitution and knew what was in there for gun rights. Sorry about my squeaky voice today. But yeah, there's a very high bar. And a sweep of one man's pen is not supposed to be able to override a constitutional amendment, which is, again, the foundation of our country. If you want to find out how well-educated somebody is on our nation and our rights, if ask them, you know, what is the foundational ideology of our nation? And if they say we're a democracy, no, we're not. Democracy, the majority rules. In a democracy, slavery would not have been done away with because a majority of Americans favored it at the time. We're a constitutional republic, and we cannot do things, enact laws that violate our Constitution. But that's the basic principle upon which our nation is built. It's not about mob rule. It's actually to protect. Now, that's what the Constitution does. It protects the minority from the tyranny of the majority. So a lot of people send in very thoughtful messages and texts, and I want to do a little more on that. But for all of the people who say, so God wrote the Second Amendment. God wants us to kill children with guns. Huh, Dory? Here's what I've said many, many times. We have hundreds of millions of guns in America. If there was a magic wand that could be waved and would eliminate all guns from our country or from the planet, I wouldn't use that magic wand because I believe too much in the Constitution and in my right and freedom to protect my home and family. But if that magic wand existed, I'd understand the arguments about taking away guns from law-abiding people, because then the criminals wouldn't have them too. But if that magic wand doesn't exist, and criminals will always, 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 always have guns and have access to guns in America. Just because you don't like that, just because you don't want that to be our reality, it is. That is our reality. And so that's what I'm talking about when I say that we're not supposed to have the sweep of a pen take away something that is a protected right and freedom in our country. I love talking about this stuff because I don't think it gets taught in our schools anymore. I really don't. Schools are all about leftist ideology. Okay, quick timeout. The Fast 15 coming up next on the Dory Monson Show.